poetry. Hierarchy queen, baby, cut it, please. Cut the cord, let it breathe. I'm just stacking on my chips, sitting on my throne, made of stones, watch me float. Chilling on the coast, do the most, then I ghost.
Y'all heard Snowy bussin'. That's what Snowy be doing up out here. Boop. No. That's how the cannon sound when you spitting?
Kaboom!
Come on, you. That's how. Because it's different. It's 2020. Y'all thought we was gonna bring them. Y'all thought we was gonna bring them old guns, huh? No. We brought them laser beams.
That's how the Mexican movies be sounding, bro. Them old school, like Vicente Fernandez movies.
For real?
They be like, "Futi pium." every time they shoot the gun, I swear.
Hey, like, hey, so you know, like, I live with a Hispanic family for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? My baby mama, mom and her family or whatever. And her mom, she's always like, talk to me and tell me to go get shit or whatever. She always make sound effects, like, psst, psst, psst. I'm like, hey, hey. Yeah, she always make sound effects and shit. I was like, man, you always make sound effects. It's never funny, but I guess it's with the culture, right?
Man, yeah, we some noisy people.
Yo. Hey, welcome everybody to the Humble Ass Podcast.
How you doing today?
I'm good, Snowy G.
We got the smooth music in the back. Okay, I feel it.
What's my name?
Brady B.
Okay, because I said Snowy G. So I introduced
you.
Oh, my
bad.
You know what I'm saying? I am Freddie Benz.
What's up, Freddie Benz?
What's good?
Freddie Dantastic.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Man.
Freddie the Men.
You know, all my aliases, the AKAs.
AKAs.
Hold on, break it down to him. Freddie Dantana, man. You know what I'm saying? Freddie Frijoles.
Freddie Frijoles.
She thought I wasn't going to come with it.
Okay, nah, he came with the gas.
Yeah, Freddie Frijoles. Oh, my life ain't working. Go ahead, Snowy.
Man.
Tell the people what's up.
What's up, man? There's a lot that's been going on. You feel me? It's been a crazy 2020 entire year for surely. You feel me? This quarantine had us all a little crazy for a minute. We got to go out, started rioting, protesting, and all that jazz, you know. RIP George Floyd and all this police brutality, you know. And Juneteenth is tomorrow. There's a bunch of events and stuff going on. You feel me? The lake is finna be lit. We just held the Juneteenth celebration.
We just did that.
That shit was dope. We were at the lake. We had a couple homies come out. Daylight, Deli God, Forced to Fly, and a couple other more that were out there doing their thing. You feel me? Speaking for the people in this healing circle.
That Deli God? Deli God, he was dope. They all were dope. I mean, that's something that stands out about you, Snowy. Like, since I met you, it seems like you know you're affiliated with a lot of dope artists. You know, like every artist that I met through you have been really dope. You know, and it's like, it's damn, because It, you know, when I look at it, because I'm an artist as well, I'm like, damn, I gotta step my game up. Every time I'm out there, and I introduce like a new artist, like, because it's like, you're connected with that underground Oakland hip hop.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
And it's hella dope. Honestly, bro, like, I started as this chick, like, I didn't know all these artists or anybody. I just started with this idea, like, I went to a show one day, it was a Suicide Boys show. You know, like some underground psychedelic trap stuff. Right, it was crazy, like mosh pit. It was tight. I went by myself. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't have nobody that was like down for like the music or like to go out to a show like this or whatever. So I just went by myself. And I seen the vibes and I was like, yo, this is tight. This is hella dope. And Suicide Boys music is depressing, suicidal, crazy stuff. You feel me?
That
it's
emo,
like,
what you call
like
the
emo trap. Yeah,
yeah, the emo trap.
And you feel me? Like I went through a lot of shit growing up, mm-hmm. and I vibe with it because it made me feel like I could connect with somebody that felt that same type of way. Like, you know, I fought through a lot of suicidal thoughts and things like that, and thank God that I'm doing good now. And things like that, but just going out there and seeing like all these people come together in the same feeling. And like, even though like we was in the mosh pit, like going crazy or whatever, we all knew we was there to let out this anger and these emotions that we all held inside.
I think that's really dope because people try to hold so much in. They try to hold their feelings in because, you know, when you're putting your emotions out there, are you letting people know how you feel? Because it's an outlet.
Right.
You know, even if you're feeling sad, especially for men, you know, it's not accepted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not accepted.
And that's a stigma that we really got to break in society. Exactly. You feel me? It's like being able to consciously be aware of your emotions and your thoughts,
right.
You know, instead of suppressing them. Because when you suppress them, it just builds up and builds up and builds up. You feel me? Like,
right.
That's why we had to take time last week. You feel me? Snowy G needed some time to feel her emotions and chill
cool.
the fuck out.
It was perfect because, but, you know, I felt like I needed some time as well. Were you going live from Humble Ass?
Was I going live from Humble Ass?
Yeah, you going live from Humble Ass, I think. I just went in. Yeah. But I think that's really from, like, has to do with, like, society as well. Because, you know, we live in a society, especially, like, in hip-hop, you know, because hip-hop is very dominant as far as what a lot of, what we listen to.
Right.
And, you know, and you have a lot of influencers out there. It's like, oh, fuck feelings. And, you know, like that whole fuck feeling type of movement where it's like,
we gotta hold each other accountable for stuff like that, man. Like, if we really want to make a change, like, we at that point where we have been, like, tearing our whole society down, right?
You know,
like,
all conditioning.
Everything is stopped. So we're at a point where we can make a choice to hold each other accountable as we are holding, you know, the system accountable for so many things. And that's one thing, man, like, so I came in, like, with heated today. I kind of calmed down with the smooth music.
Because it's the Humble
Ass
Podcast. And you can't come to the Humble Ass Podcast, like, all amped up and don't know how to control your emotions.
Right.
Because this is the place where you got to be humble. We set the tone.
Sit down and be humble,
yeah,
right.
We set the tone. We're going to have to
burn
some candles.
Nah, but sometimes, man, when... Like, I realize, like, sometimes you gotta be angry, right? Like,
yeah.
You feel me? You gotta be upset at certain things that, you feel me? So, like I told you, what was it, a couple weeks ago, bro, when we were out doing the protests and stuff, and, like, homegirl Dizzy Jenkins came out with her group, with the drums and stuff, and we're dancing out there. And I tapped into a part of my culture that I hadn't tapped into a long time, you feel me? Like, which is, like, worshiping through danza and stuff like that.
What's that?
Danza is Native American dancing.
Yeah.
You know, with the drums and all of that, just feeling the wind and the nature and the earth and, like, you know, tapping in
with
all that, right?
That's what we have to get back to.
So, what was I trying to get to?
Connecting
with my own culture, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I had this pretty heated argument, and I had to step off social media for a little bit too, because, like, I was having too many arguments with people and comments and stuff, and I was like, I can't do this. But there was one specifically where, like, I posted a post about the riots and, like, how I wasn't with, like, the whole looting and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? This was, like, the first night that it happened. And I went through a whole lot of emotions and changes through this whole process, right?
Right.
But this dude, he commented, and his argument was,
what's
like...
What'd he say? Oh, my bad. But I gotta stay humble. You know what I'm saying?
No. Oh,
bruh, my bad.
So he commented, it's not. Like, I blocked him.
Are you blocking him?
It's a done deal. But... He basically commented and was like, yo, like, you don't have a voice and you shouldn't be talking at all. Like, this isn't about you or whatever. Like, all you need to worry about is stop saying the N-word.
Oh, he talking about lost. I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna put him out there. Like, but you talking about lost?
Yeah.
Good brother, lost.
But basically, like, it was a whole argument about that, right?
Yeah.
And, like, we went into, like, all this whole back and forth type of thing about how I felt that this person was, like, just, like, trying to come and gentrify from our culture. He was from somewhere else, came and worked with artists, whatever.
Right.
Started attacking me, talking about I'm not an artist, I'm gonna have no career, all this and that. At that point, I'm like, bro, like, you know what? Let's just stop and block this off, right?
Yeah.
But... in that moment when I was doing that dance side with the drums and everything, bro, like I had that epiphany and realized I took in this black culture and this hip hop culture a lot more than my own culture. You feel me? To the point where I felt comfortable even saying the N word without thinking twice about it. You know, and that word doesn't apply to our culture. It doesn't apply to our people. It's a whole different struggle. Like, yes, we have the similar struggles, but it's different.
Right.
You know, like, I've been learning a lot more about the Native American, the natives.
Exactly.
You know, and like how there's so many reservations. You know, there's a Ohlone tribe right here in the Bay Area that they have been keeping the Native culture, like, for 500 years, over 500 years in colonization, you feel me? And there's so much that is already at work and that has been at work to decolonize.
Right.
And it's like, it's just like, this is, my brain is like...
You know what that is? It's definitely exercising the meaning of unity.
Right.
Because you see how the whole world went into an uproar over, you know, Black Lives Matter. Just, you know, it's because... It's target. It's the mainstream. It's what's being marketed. You know, I'm not saying that is not a problem. It's definitely a problem. It's most definitely a problem. But it's like when something like that happened, and because it's been happening over the time, and because how big the influence is from African American culture, you know, and because because of slavery and building, and it's
also systematic though. Yeah. It's like we see this in the Bay Area, and we have to be aware that the Bay Area is different from other places.
Right.
You know, if you go to somewhere like in Washington, it's a lot more Latinos there, and like a lot more, you know, natives, and like it's different everywhere.
No, what I'm
saying
is,
it's like,
what I'm saying is how the system targets.
Yeah.
Targets. You know, another black person being killed.
Right,
you know,
like,
The whole mainstream, you know, that's the focus. When, let's say if it happens to a Native American.
They're not going to, it's
no,
not.
Man, let's say it happened to a Hispanic person.
It's
let's
not,
say if it happens to an Asian person.
It's not broadcasted.
Will it be broadcast? Exactly.
It's not broadcasted. So I just read, so you know I'm doing this podcast with middle schoolers.
How many podcasts you doing?
I'm doing three, and I have another one on the way.
What? Hold on.
I talk too much.
Now, what's going on? I only got one.
You got two.
I got one. On this podcast, I only got the Humble Ass Podcast.
Sorry, this is a Humble Ass Podcast. Yeah, well, this other one is not with the kids. Bro. This is not. I'm actually a teacher. Let me not call it a podcast. I'm a teacher.
Right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
A round of applause. My nigga Burns over there doing his thing, but we gonna make our own round of applause right here. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Burns.
Working. My boy's working. You know what I'm saying?
But anyways. Yeah, so I'm teaching Thursday mornings, and I was...
Congratulations.
But I realized how much work we have to do with our youth, like, for real. Like, these middle school kids didn't know who Christopher Columbus was at all.
Right.
And not that I want the whole world to know who
but,
he
yeah,
is,
I
but...
I mean, they should know. They need to know the truth.
Yeah, and I'm very humbled.
I mean, this is a humble-ass podcast.
At the opportunity to teach these kids, you know, and at the same time learn so much,
right?
You know, so part of what we're doing this week is called the bigger title or whatever the theme.
Yeah. I was lost too. I didn't know what you were talking about. I was thinking about the other thing we gotta do later on. I think about that.
Anyways, that's a surprise.
You know, it's cool.
So the theme of the week is on stolen land, right?
Yeah.
So mine plays right. So I've been learning a lot. In my place, in this, it's a camp. So in this camp, my place is to teach the students how to do a little bit more research and do interviews and things like that, what kind of questions to ask. But in doing so, I have to be informed of everything that they're learning, right?
Teach them the right stuff. You know
so,
what I'm
yeah, bro. So I was telling them about colonization today and what's important, why it's important to learn about it and things like that. You feel me? Like, they were pretty shocked at a lot of what they learned. So the Native Americans are viewed as greatly insignificant to the law.
Greatly insignificant.
Greatly insignificant.
What does that mean?
That means that they don't matter at all in the court of law.
In the court of law?
At all.
Wow.
The inmate rate for Native Americans went up from 176 people to 100,000 people.
100 to 100. When?
Within the span of 3 years.
Wow. That's crazy. That's crazy because people don't even speak on.
I'm sorry. You know, I know you Black Lives Matter, and people get upset at All Lives Matter, but seriously, there is a lot going on.
So that's why
kids are literally in cages.
Hey,
getting
that's why we gotta be careful
all day.
That's why you gotta be careful. That's why you gotta be careful. I remember. You know what I'm saying? I remember I had a conversation with the one that you work with as far as the job with the kids. Mm-hmm. I remember I had a conversation with her. You know what I'm saying about this? This one happened like four years ago. You know, that's how I was thinking. I forgot who got killed that time by the police officer. But it was the same thing that's happening right now. That was like the height. Everybody was talking about it. You know what I'm saying? So it was Black Lives Matter. And I said it. I said, all lives matter. And she got hella mad at me. But when I said that, I was thinking about the whole world, what's going on in the whole world at this moment.
And it's like, it's like I spoke in front of 2,000 people at the curfew protest a couple weeks ago. I wasn't going to say this then, obviously, you know. But like,
he's gonna jump.
Man, I got jumped before.
I seen your, I seen when you was talking. You know, that's the speech where you were talking on the truck.
Yeah.
From my knowledge, there's about 1,000 people out there.
It was a lot of people.
They whooped you.
But nah, it's just like, look, bro. Like, I'm kind of feeling the way you felt that night when you came in here and you was like, I don't need nothing from nobody.
Yeah, you got to be like that.
Like, I don't need.
You know why? You know why?
Hold on, bro.
Go ahead.
Like, there comes to a point where people are blinded to their privilege, for real. Like, people don't understand how good they have it in certain situations. You feel me? There's literally people that die on the border every single day trying to make it over here. There's people that are separated from their families for the rest of their lives.
Right.
There's people that will never get to see their loved ones no more. There's kids in cages that are getting gassed every day. You know, like, and it's just, like, I've been seeing a lot of stuff on social media that is, like, a lot of people are like, oh, this isn't a brown issue. This isn't about, you know, about the ICE or anything like that. Like, if we have this platform and we have the attention of the entire fucking world, why are you going to hoard that?
Remember when this first happened? You know what my first solution was when this first happened? When George Floyd got killed. The first thing that popped in my head was, oh, love, unity.
Right.
That's like knowing, you know what I'm saying, one of my homies just got hit, you know what I'm saying? And if it was me back in the day, I already had to get the thing, you know what I'm saying? I'd have had to get the thing, I had to get clips, all that. But now I'm like, oh, one of my people's got hit. Oh, now I gotta start loving more people. You know what I'm saying? In general, that's what I was meaning, like loving everybody. So when I said that, I learned from my mistake. I'm not finna say, oh, all lives matter. I'm like, nah, fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? But the message I'm trying to get across is, oh, the only way you can fix this is if you start being more aware of all the issues.
Right.
Because you gotta be more about the Indians, about you know what I'm saying, the borders, about Hispanic, like all that shirt that you had on, my tap fashion shirt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I made that shirt for, that's because that's when Trump was talking about building a wall and talking about banning Hispanics and talking about banning Muslim people. So that shirt you had on, it has the Statue of Liberty and it has the Muslim emblem on her hand, the Muslim symbol. You know what I'm saying? Because
I didn't even notice that.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm. It's all about unity. You feel me? Okay, I understand Black Lives Matter right now, but you know what? If Black Lives Matter and this is what's going on, then that means every Black person should be more aware of all the issues going on in this world. Because that's how you build an army. You want to fix this with an army, then you get everybody. You know what I'm saying? You go and I remember when you was like. Fred, I remember when you said, oh, I don't want nothing from nobody. Perfect. You know what that means? You're a leader. Because a leader is selfless. A leader doesn't worry about themselves. A leader worry about the people. They worry about what they can do for the team. So that's why I felt like that. And that's why you feeling like that. Like, I don't give a fuck about me. Like, I'm going to love myself and I'm going to build myself up. Self-worth and self-love is first. Why? So you could take care of the people. You can't be sick and take care of the people. Right. You can't be on your deathbed and take care of the people. You can't be lazy and taking care of the people. You know what I'm saying? You got to be 100% mind, body, and soul. You know what I'm saying? Educate yourself. You whooping them. You know what I'm saying? You whooping them.
Man,
when you
let's
these
give
facts.
Him a song, bro.
Yeah, let's give him a song. Burns.
Burns, bro.
Burns. We need to burn them records, burn, bro. Burn, you know what I'm saying?
Skirt.
Burns on the ones and twos. We need some pick it. You know what I'm saying? We need some pick it. Bro, hey, Jay, you going to get that bro voice, bro, one time? Hey, one, bro, ain't on his job, bro. People,
please.
The radio station is neglecting us. All right, get that man. Yeah, get him. Yeah, get him. Burns, hello. Hey, welcome to the All In Radio. Welcome to allinradio.com. At this moment, we own this station. The owner is neglecting us. You feel me? Bro, we just want to get some slap.
We need some music, bro.
It got a little tense. Yeah,
Can we get some Zion?
Let's get some Zion, Burns, bro. Damn, bro. hey, people, we try to have this shit flowing. We don't trip, man. We're going to bring it back. We had to get Burns' attention. He's with us. He's braided.
He's braided up. He's alive. He's
You know what I'm saying? He's braided
all
up.
Oh, with the braid movement today. A couple
of weeks ago, he had the singles rocking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The swag.
He hit me. He was like, you think she did a good job? I'm like, bro, you smooth. You smooth, bro. Now he got the braids. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Oh, this is for my pops right here. You know what I'm saying? This is for my pops. The Jacka. Hey girl, what's your name? Happy Father's Day, all the fathers out there. Pops, I love you, it's for you.
It's the Jack. Yeah, I'm a dope dealer. On top of that, I'm a liar and a stealer. You gotta remember, I'm the nigga home. Real big like King Kong and Godzilla in the same room. I'm on the run from the boys having fun, but I know I feel a tang soon. Yo, look what I go through. I know you want me to stay all night, but I gotta catch a flight to the next state. Cop me a zip so I can concentrate while I travel, trying to make my rhymes elevate. In your trunk rattle at the same time. Feeling high, feeling fly, man, at the same time. I'm in KC pushing kicks with my nigga Freeway Rich. I smoke the zip, and one day I'm feeling crazy. Always hella loaded so the hoes think I'm lazy, but really I'm rich. Hey girl, what's your name?
Flossing in your four-dot with your change. Posing in your half-top, tough and brave. Looking like you want dick, what's your game?
Sagging with my dick in my hand. Who am I, bitch? I'm UZI. Yes, I still push cane. I ain't gon' front, man. Feeling it under pressure with my ninjas feeling pain. I'm a ghetto star, so don't approach me sideways, girl. Might smack it hard, I'm still young. I like the grass a hoe. Might be your hoe that I fleck and smash on. Run over in my big wheel with no mask on. From Africa to England and back to the bay. Uzi say hey, girl, hey. Uzi say hey.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, I push the fours, the fives, it's not a game. Nighttime, living life in the fast lane. Quite live at the light. I see the boys in the right, so it's a must, I get out of their sight. Tuck the toolie, dumb cop made a Huey. To my left, squatting off with a cutie. Sparking up, her car was tough. It must have been a man's truck. Mommy acting like she can't talk. Her luck was ill. If luck's to kill, I'm about to
be a dead man, trapped in the lost of the land. It's not me, girl, really, I just wanna get to know ya. If it's right, spend the night, blow trees enormous. You the thug type, sneak a gun up in the club type. Heavy on the wrist, my, you ain't right. Stop tripping, girl, quit your games. Kazi just wanna know your name.
Hey, girl, what's your name?
Flossing in your four dot with your change. Posing in your half top, tough and braids. Looking like you want dick, what's your game?
Hey, boy, what's your name?
Looking like a rapper, but you probably push cash. Popping in your drop top, popping gang. Game like you really that hard to tame.
Hey, girl, what's your name?
Flossing in your four dot with your change. Posing in your half top, tough and braids. Looking like you want dick, what's your game?
Rapper, but you probably push canes. Can you drop top, popping gang, and gang? Like you really that hard to tame. Looking like a rapper, but you probably push canes. Looking like a rapper, but you probably push canes.
AllinRadio.com.
Zion.
Sure what the balance held, I touched my belly, overwhelmed by what I had been chosen to perform. But then an angel came one day, told me to kneel down and pray, for unto me a man child would be born. Oh, this crazy circumstance, I knew his life deserved a chance, but everybody told me to be smart. Look at your career, they said, Lauren, baby, use your head. But instead I chose to use my heart. Now the joy of my world is in Zion. Surely come, see life for you, my prince, has just begun. And I thank you for choosing me to come through on your life to be a beautiful reflection of his grace. See, I know that a gift so great is only one God could create. And I'm reminded every time I see your face that the
are back.
Backity back, back, back.
I'm black, y'all. And I'm back, y'all. I'm bliggity black. Hey, that's from a movie called, what was that movie called? I forgot, but it's from a movie.
That's from a movie?
Yeah, this dude, he was like really into like his culture, you know what I'm saying? And being black, he was like, I'm black, y'all. And I'm back, y'all. I'm bliggity black. And I'm, he just kept what saying it over and over and over. CB4. CB4. It's a funny ass movie. Yeah, CB4. That movie's hella funny. Yeah, that's a beautiful song by Lauryn Hill. You know, if you guys wanted to know who was that artist and what was that song called, that song was called Zion. I was just telling Snowy G, you know, how that song came about. It's about Lauryn Hill being so, you know, loving, you know, and so nurturing to her firstborn. She had to make a song about her firstborn. Her son
That's beautiful.
Her son is named Zion. It's one of my favorite songs. I love that shit. That's just fuego.
You got songs about your kid?
Do I have songs about my kid? I do. It's cool, man. But I'm kind of, you know, I love my son like hella much, you know. And like when I hear that song, I get emotional. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah,
feel
even
it.
When I hear that song, I get emotional, man. Cause like that's my boy. I got like little clips of him. Like talking in videos when he was like hella young. Yeah, I'm gonna play it for you. So every time I play it, I'll be like, man, you know what I'm saying? And it's Father's Day, so.
Oh, happy Father's Day.
Yeah, Father's Day's coming up this Sunday. And,
that's tight.
Yeah, a lot of times I just be thinking about, like, damn, like, am I a good father? Am I doing enough? You know, like, how much can I do? Or, is like what I'm doing, is he watching?
Yeah.
And it's
always watching.
Move. Yeah.
You feel me?
So it's like
that.
Like I got like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be honest, like I kinda got into it. Not really got into it with my baby mama. The thing was is like when when thing happened with George Floyd.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I had to, you know what I'm saying? I went out there, I had to do something.
Yeah.
You know? And it was kinda and it kinda seemed like to me, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, I was neglecting my son, or I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, being around my son as I should. And I'm like, as a father, like, you know what I'm saying? As a father, I got to get out here and see what's going on because
yeah.
that's my future.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna just sit back.
Right.
I got to do what you want
to
take.
And you know what? And that's real. You know, I had the same issue with my daughter's dad.
Yeah.
And through all this, like, this entire year, and it's kind of another sensitive topic.
Yeah, no,
you feel
jump
me?
Right in
but,
there.
But, like, all right, man, like, yeah, I get it. You know, you feel me? Like, we got to take safety and be precautions and everything,
right.
All that, 100%.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a difference between those of us who want to step up and take the lead as parents.
Right.
As parents to inform our kids.
Right.
To make sure that they know, like, and be aware of the things that are happening in the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, and be aware of the dangers that they are going to face.
You know what? Real quick before I cut you off.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, cut you off, but I just want you to know, let you know, you got to be strong.
Oh,
you
definitely.
Have to be
definitely.
Strong.
I mean, if
I
was.
I know your situation, so I just want you to let
man,
you know, you always
trust
have
me,
to be strong. You know what I'm saying?
I've been
be
having
strong.
To give myself some pats on the back lately, because
for
real, like, I had to get up. And, like, today, like, fight myself to, like, get up and do this
right.
and understand, like, yo, it's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. You know, it's bigger than just my daughter.
Right.
It'll go extended to my grandkids.
Right.
You know, all this stuff that we're doing here right now and that we speaking our truth and, you know, as parents, even to our kids.
Right.
And, you know, and that's the most beautiful thing because I would say that if you were out here doing all of this, and at the same time, you weren't giving this knowledge to your own kid,
mm-hmm.
that's a different story.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. You feel me? If you're out here advocating, if you're out here rapping, if you're out here doing your thing and blah, 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 and spreading knowledge in the streets,
right.
but you're not taking care of your home,
yeah.
that's a whole different thing.
Right.
You feel me? So it's like, we got to take that torch.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
We got to take that torch
yeah.
and keep it. You feel me? We got to wear that crown and hold it up high. You feel me? And be an example.
Because that's what makes us leaders.
Yeah, and that's what makes us leaders.
Makes
you
us
feel
leaders.
Me? And be
yeah.
an example. Like, you know, we got a lot of little programs that we're getting started. Let's
right.
see. Let's get a little bit into the technical, more.
Well,
more.
Wait a minute, Snowy
wait,
G.
What
we got for them?
We got a lot.
What
a
we
lot.
Got,
you
what
feel
we got
me?
For
we
the
don't,
people.
We don't just
you
come
know
out here and talk about it. We
yeah.
go out there and walk
tell
it out.
What they
you
want.
Feel me? We
tell
talk
them,
the talk and walk
them
the walk.
Tell what they want.
All
you know
that jazz. You feel
hey,
me? So
we're going to be like Oprah in a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You get freedom. 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 Everybody get freedom.
Oh, we should do a giveaway.
Freedom. How about that? For your mind. You know what I'm saying?
What's
how about
up,
that?
Bro?
Yeah.
We could get some
we
could
do,
studio
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
we could do
gonna,
some
yeah,
beats.
We could do that for real.
You feel me? We
yeah.
could do we
why?
Could do a verse on
yeah,
one of our songs.
Yeah,
song,
yeah.
Bro.
Hey.
What's up, people?
People, y'all
people,
gotta
people,
hit us
please.
Up. Freddy Dantastic,
Snowy
G,
the Humble Last Podcast.
We ain't
IG
here for
now.
Us.
What?
We just told y'all, we don't want nothing from you.
We don't want nothing. We want to give you.
Yeah,
we for me,
guess what?
Give it, give it.
We really ain't got shit, but our minds. You know what I'm saying?
We got some stuff.
Yeah, we figuring this.
We got some things.
No, you know,
we got some merch coming up.
They be like, you better send me some money. I want some money. Send me money now.
But we finna give y'all some knowledge. We finna get some.
Look,
you know what I'm saying?
Look. So, tomorrow is Juneteenth, a very special day for me in the black community and all that jazz.
Juneteenth. That's when in 1862, that's when they gave slaves their freedom in Texas, the emancipation in Texas. So it started in Texas, and, you know, it eventually grew.
So real Independence Day, you got some fireworks?
Nah, that's all, man, it's crazy. It's crazy. I'm supposed to pop fireworks because of this.
Why not?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, why not?
Let off. Like, let off.
Let it off.
You know what I'm thinking about? 4th of July. That's what I'm saying. Am I really supposed to be out here? Are you popping fireworks for 4th of July because of what it means?
Nah,
or are you popping fireworks just to pop fireworks? You know what I'm saying?
Cause that's cool.
Yeah, cause it's a big difference. Don't be out here talking about, oh, you out here.
It's legal.
America,
to do that,
you hella juice. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get back to the technical stuff. Hold on. So, tomorrow, we also have a meeting with our Oakland Community Rotaract, which is the Freedom League.
Freedom League. That's us.
Freedom League
assemble.
Yay.
You like the Power Rangers. Oh, no.
I just be the pink one.
That was a joke, but I'll be saying shit. I be want people to slap their knee.
Ha.
Like, you know what I'm saying? On their backs rolling. But I guess
are
I
you telling dad jokes?
Nah, I guess I ain't. Yeah, I'm a dad. I got dad jokes
you
all
got
day.
Dad
I'm
jokes.
A pops, man.
All right, man. So in this meeting tomorrow, we're going to talk about a couple different programs that we're advocating for in the Oakland and Bay Area community. One of them is the FTP. You know what FTP stands for?
No.
So people put it, so it stands for fuck the police.
Oh, for real?
But.
No, we can't
sorry.
Say that. No, I'm saying we can't say that.
No,
like,
we're changing it.
Yeah, we
to,
can't put that
no,
on the
no,
banner.
No. So it's feed the people.
Feed the people.
So we're changing the narrative. You feel me? Instead of taking an attacking stance.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah,
we're going to serve.
We got to be positive.
We're going to serve and protect.
Right.
So we're going to, we have a team of a lot of people that are interested in cooking for the community, healthy foods. You know, we're coming, tapping in with community gardens, local markets, local restaurants, and all of that to feed our people. And we have another program that we're advocating for, which is Stand Up Men. Stand Up Men is a program specifically for black men. I mean, sorry, men of color.
Mm-hmm. African-Americans. You know, we African. I don't even like African Americans.
But so this program is specifically for men of color, led by men of color, will consist of business seminars, economic seminars. Sorry, my accent gets a little crazy sometimes.
No, yeah, we're trying, that's what we saying. You thought it just be me. That shit be getting deep.
So, and these are, if you guys want to get involved within the community in the Bay Area, these are programs that we plan to extend further. Again, the Oakland Community Rotaract works closely with the Rotary Club, which is a club that does nonprofit work all over the world. This is a great opportunity and a great chance to get involved with the community and really make an impactful difference that is going to last through generations.
Right.
Yeah.
Yee. That's hella dope.
Yeah, it's really tight, man. So, like, I was part of advocating for them to change a bunch of their policies that was pretty tight. So they weren't really trying to get involved with everything that was happening. But now, because we kind of made a big fuss about it because it's necessary to make fuss about things.
No, it is.
You feel me? So they changed their policies from over 100 years ago to be able to do things like this with the in the community. And the Rotaract team is taking a lead in being leaders, as is the Freedom League, which is the Humble Ass Podcast.
Yeah,
which,
Snowy just broke it down for y'all, you know. But
we're doing things.
And that's beautiful. So saying that, it's like I also feel our job is to encourage the people to be a part of something, to figure out, you know, how they can help, whether if it's a big organization or, you know, or creating something small, you know what I'm saying, within your groups, your friends or whatever. But
and it's really just the people. Yeah, you feel me? Exactly. This is the people that have been coming together in these protests and stuff that, you know, have the same feeling that, you know, we're fed up with the way things are in the system that, yeah, you know, and all of that we all already know. But it's really dope to create something from the community for the community, you know?
Because it's definitely time for the people, all of us to stand up. People. You know what I'm saying? To really stand up. Because if we don't, if we just, you know, just, because it seems like it's a
cycle.
Yeah, cycle. It's always, you know, it's like repeating, you know? And the only way, you know, we can actually make change is if everyone, you know, take a stand and do something. It don't have to be, you know, like really getting out there and wanted to fight the police or anything, like, you know,
and there's,
take care
there's
of your community.
Yeah, and there's like so many different ways to make a difference. You know, you don't have to be out in the middle of everything. You don't have to be screaming at the top of your lungs in the middle of a protest all right. the time. You know, sometimes revolution starts with you planning a plan in your house and learning how to take care of it.
Because really, we gotta use our minds. We gotta right. be smart about this.
To tie in this whole podcast, you gotta be able to feel your emotions.
Right.
You gotta be able to go through that and, like, you know,
take control. Yeah, you gotta control. You have to figure out how to take control, because we are so controlled by our lifestyle and where we're living that we actually forget to take control of
right.
ourselves.
Today I was driving. I was on the way to see my kid, and I was like really flustered because I hadn't put any music on, and mm-hmm. I was trying to figure out what song to play. And then I thought about it, like, wait, why do I have to put a song every time that I'm in the car?
No, yeah,
why do I have to be listening to music at all times? Yeah. Wait, let me just chill and take this drive that's not that long and breathe and enjoy my presence right now.
I heard about that. This dope rapper named Royce da 5'9". Somebody had asked him, what type of music you listen to when you're in the car? He's like, I don't listen to music. Because he's in the car, and when he's driving, he just want to think. Just want right. to think. A lot of us don't like to think, like really actually think and use our minds as, you know, for like what it's for. Our minds is a muscle. It's like our number one tool.
And we're so overstimulated, and we're so used to being overstimulated, and we don't even know it. We don't know that we're taking time away from breathing the air that is going to purify our lungs and make us feel so much more energetic to go out and change the world. You know,
we're conditioned to just be
in the matrix.
Yeah, in as far as what's going on. Like, how many times you open your social media and you want to know what's going on?
Right.
How many times you watch the news and you want to know what's going on? Not knowing. See, I've actually been on the social media less because, you know, I'm in the process of basically deprogramming myself. I'm talking about 32, you know what I'm saying, 32 years of me being programmed. You know what I'm saying? Program. I'm at 32 right now. Like, man, I think it's time for me to deprogram myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to be.
Or is it an update?
Yeah, I don't have to be liked, liked because of, you know what I'm saying, how we're programmed. You feel me?
Or is it an update?
It's an update. No, because you know what you do? It's definitely an update. You basically, like just throw away or clean the things you don't like about yourself, or not that you don't like about yourself. That's not necessary. It's not necessary. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, get rid of all that shit about your lifestyle that's not necessary. You know what I'm saying? And just everything you love about yourself. Keep everything
that's
you love
dope.
About yourself. You feel
that's
me?
Dope. I'm gonna end this podcast on a little positive note, on a little story.
You got a poem?
Not a poem.
Oh.
I thought about it. It might turn into a poem.
I
like to
type, shit?
Like to talk and rhyme. It happens all the time. It just be like that sometimes.
Hey, bro. Bars.
Anyways, nah. So earlier we were talking about being givers, right?
Yeah.
And I have this story that I remembered a couple days ago. And so every morning I do this ritual, or try to do it every morning, where I get up and, like, I drink water to refresh and restart my day. Then I write down three reasons that I'm thankful, right, that morning. And it helps, like, to get up and be productive throughout the day, because I keep this in a little folder so I see yesterday's reasons today, and then it gives me a reason to write some more, right? But one of the things that I wrote the other day was that I'm thankful for being an artist and being being able to be a giver or something like that. And they have this little thing that says, remember, right? So I put the remember this little quote. He who gives more gets more.
Right.
Right. So there was a time when I was a little girl, long, long time ago.
Still a little girl.
But I used to go to school on 82nd to an elementary school over there. And I lived on 92nd and D Street. And it was probably like an hour walk from the school to our house. And I remember one day, like, we were walking, and it was my mom, my brother, my sister, and I. And, like, we would walk and, like, pick up cans because we were, like, hella broke.
Right.
And my mom was, like, we would sell the cans and stuff, right? So we would, like, be walking, like, we'd pick, like, picking up cans and, like, putting them in bags. And I would be hella mad, like, hella embarrassed because I'm walking with these bags of cans. You feel me? And then, like, we see this guy pass by selling fruit and stuff. So, like, my mom buys us some fruit. And, like, we're walking and we're eating the fruit and we're almost at the house. And a homeless person passes by. It was this lady, an older lady. And she starts saying that she was really hungry. And, like, you know, like, if we had anything to help her. My mom takes the food out of my hands and, like, mm-hmm. gives it to the lady.
Right.
And I was really upset. Like, we've been walking, it's hot, I'm picking up these cans, like, and now you're going to take my fruit away, you're going to give it to somebody else? And she was like, she told me, like, if you give more, you receive more. You know, and I didn't get it at that time. I didn't understand that lesson or anything, but it always stuck with me, and I always wondered, how did that happen? Like, am I magically going to get a lot more fruit because I gave this person fruit? Mm-hmm. You know, like, how is it going to happen? But throughout life, it's just manifested, and you know, I'm very blessed to be where I am in life, despite so many obstacles, you know.
That's exactly why you move the way you move, you know, because you was taught that lesson at a young age. I feel that's crazy, because that's how I feel about us, you know, being living in America, you know. Like, we're so greedy. We're so greedy. You know, we don't give. As a whole, we really, you know, we have that mind state where we're so greedy and we're really focused on ourselves.
All right.
I'm not saying everybody. I know there are people out there who really think about everything. You know, like,
there is a lot of privilege. Like,
yeah,
and it's
we're
like
all
and that's the thing, like, we have to understand, like, hey, some of us are privileged to have a mom, like,
right.
There's kids in Yemen that are being taken from their parents all day, you know, and not to dwell too much on the negative, but, like, every day, like, if you're thankful for even, like, the slightest things that you have, you're already privileged.
Exactly. And people have to be, like, try to be more aware, you know, of the bigger picture. At the bigger picture.
Hey, you heard that bigger picture?
That song, Bigger Picture?
Of course, we're Burns.
Hey,
with us?
Can we play the Bigger Picture one time? let's play that one time by Lil Baby. Yeah, that shit fire. Check that out, y'all.
Last night, people protesting in Minneapolis escalated as demonstrators were lashed by tear gas and rubber bullets.
The main message here
is that they want to see those officers involved.
They want to see those officers arrested.
Trade my 4x4 for GC3, ain't no more free little street. I gave him chance again, I even told him please. I find it crazy the police to shoot you and know that you dead but still tell you to freeze. Fucked up, I seen what I seen. I guess that mean hold him down if he say he can't breathe. It's too many mothers just grieving, they killing us for no reason. Been going on for too long to get even. Throw us in cages like dogs and hyenas. I went to court and they sent me to prison. My mama was crushed when they said I can't leave. First I was drunk then I sobered up quick when I heard all that time that they gave to Talib. He got a life sentence plus. We just some products of our environment. How the fuck they gon' blame us? You can't fight fire with fire, I know, but at least we can turn off the flames some. Every color person ain't dumb, and all whites not racist. I be judging by the mind and heart, I ain't really in the face. Fuck up the way that we living, it's not getting better, you gotta know how to survive. Crazy, I had to tell all of my loved ones to carry a gun when they going outside. Stay in the mirror whenever.
whatever you drive. Overprotective, go crazy for mine. You gotta pay attention to the sign. Seem like the blind following the blind. Thinking about everything that's going on. I boost security up in my home. I'm with my kind, if they right or they wrong. I call him now, he'll pick up the phone. And it's 5 in the morning, he waking up on it. Tell him wherever I'm at, then they coming. I see blue lights, I get scared and start running. That shit be crazy, they push to protect us. Swords and handcuffs and arrest us. Why they go home at night, that shit messed up. Knowing we needed help, they neglect us. One of them who gon' make them respect us. I can see in your eye that you fed up. Fuck around, got my shot, I won't let up. They know that we a problem together. They know that we can storm anywhere. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. Fuck it, I'm going on the front line. He gon' bust your ass if you come past that grind line. You know when the storm go away, then the sunshine. You gotta put your head in the game when it's crunch time. I want all my sons to grow up to be monsters. I want all my daughters to show out in public. Seem like we losing our country, but we gotta stand up for something. So this what it comes to. Every video I see on my conscience. I got power now, I gotta say something. Corrupt the police been the problem where I'm from. But I'd be lying if I said it was all of them. I ain't do this for the trend, I don't follow them. Altercation with the law, had a lot of them. People speaking for the people, I'm proud of them. Stick together, we can get it up out of them. I can't lie like I don't rap about killing and dope, but I'm telling my youngest to vote. I did what I did cause I didn't have no choice and no hope. I was forced to just jump in and go. This bullshit is all that we know, but it's time for a change. Got time to be serious, no time for no games. Ain't taking no more, let us go for them chains. God bless they soul, every one of them names. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. They training officers to kill us, then shooting protesters with these rubber bullets. They regular people, I know that they feel us. These scars too deep, they heal us. What happened to COVID? Nobody remember, it ain't making sense. I'm just here to vent. It happened to one of your people, it's different. We get it, the system is wicked, just learn how to pick it. Knowledge is power, I swear I'm a witness. I know that I'm gifted, I won't go too deep. Cause I'm scared they'll get me, ain't scared to admit it. Some shit I can't mention, it's people who can. Well, here's the chance, I won't take the stand. But I'll take a stand for what I believe. Must not be breathing the air that I breathe. You know that the way that I bleed, you can breathe. I never been a fan of police, but my neighborhood, I try to keep peace, so it's only right that I get in the streets. March for a reason, I just on GP. How people die for us to be free. Fuck do you mean? This was a dream. Now we got the power that we need to have. They don't want us with it, and that's why they mad. Yeah. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear.
We're here long as, we gotta be here as long as possible as
I'm
leaders.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
I'm just trying to say, we gotta, you know what I'm saying? Learn long term. We're here long term. You know what I'm saying? Snowy's talking about.
I'm here for an impactful. Snow. Time.
Tell you, Snowy, something about this is the last podcast. I'm tired of talking.
Oh,
to
no, I ain't saying all that. No, I got a lot to talk about. I got a lot to say, but ain't nobody shouldn't be here.
Nah, for real. We're here. We are here for y'all, you know, long term. As long as possible. But we, you know what I'm saying? We about to get ganged up.
For sure. Shout out Burns Island Radio. This was the Humble Ass Podcast.
And Radio, Humble Ass Podcast. What's this? Is this Jeezy? This sounds like some Jeezy. Man, y'all heard Jay-Z, man. Come on. Hey, thank y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Enjoy the rest of y'all week. Happy Father's Day and happy Juneteenth. We're going to celebrate. Do y'all thing. Ben's here.
When you move quick, you stepping wild shit. Baby mama's beating up baby daddies. Then baby daddy fight back to grab baby mama. The baby mama run quick to call her little brother. The little brother run quick to call big cousin. The little cousin do a line and grab 2 pistols. The little brother hit back like, where you at? The big cousin tap back like, I'm on the way. The baby daddy cons baby mama ass down. The baby mama text, bro, everything's cool. The little bro get high like, you can't play. I told our crazy cousin about it, now he on the way. The little sis asked why, cause you call tripping. So he grabbed 2
propose.
Now he going fishing.
She like, where he at now?
Said he on the way.
Fuck it, tell him stay home. He won't answer phone. Now baby daddy outside smoking on weed. The baby mama big cousin pull up on the street. Big cousin hopped out off the dope geek. See baby daddy in the cut, hella low key. Then baby daddy catch wind like, hey there go my baby mama cousin with two pistols. He's a demon, raised them both and got the bus. And now her baby daddy's running while her bigger cousin gunning. Couple shots went through his legs, couple more went through his stomach. Cousin finished doing his stuff, then he hopped back in the whip. Baby daddy on the ground, blood leaking from his lip. Cousin texted his little cousin, said I handled that for sis. Baby daddy soon died over arguing with his bitch. True story.
Yeah. If you weigh me down, then I gotta remove you. If you in my way, then I gotta go through you.
Down, down.
Look, look, look. Funeral. I don't talk shit, bitch, I do it. They say all facts, but don't prove shit. You in my way, need to move, bitch. Shut the fuck up, no excuses. This a win-win, swear I'm so choosy. Money spread on me like boozy. Real ones ride for me, no cruises.
I don't really sleep, I take naps, no snoozing. All these burners here hot, but we coolin'. I was playing, doing everything, and I was stupid. My account just cost, that shit been moving. I'm supposed to have no gun, I got two arms. I never remind a nigga what I do for him. I was dead, bro, sleep on the futon. Now I'm up, now I'm big, I was fuming. Every day I'm lit my life like a rerun. If I take it, she can't give you no refund. 10 mil for a deal, I agree on. I put on for Atlanta like Dion. Chrome heart glasses, I can see them. From the apartments to an arena. What a little boy, bitch, I ain't seen him. Look at God's child driving a demon.
Fuck what you heard.
I don't talk shit, bitch, I do it. They say all facts, but don't prove shit. You in my way, need to move, bitch. Shut the fuck up, no excuses. This a win-win, swear I'm so choosy. Money spread on me like boozy. Real ones ride for me, no cruise ship.
I don't talk shit, bitch, I do shit. Soft top on my car like it's Jewish. Catch your body like Ray Lewis.
I'm in this bitch on the cricket like Lucius. I'm gonna sit at that purple pollution. I get the checks and just do it, no swooshes. Flex on my ex and I flex on my new bitch. No disrespect, I buzz down a noose. Put it on my neck, now my neck is a nuisance. I am a mess, I am a mutant. Bullets go through your best like it's translucent. I smoked the best exclusive. I'm somewhere else secluded. Fly to death and your bitch just flew in. You a rep, my nigga, you blew it. I don't sketch, but the pistol, I drew it. Told myself to continue my duties. I got money from 2002 that I ain't seen since 2002. Me Sean and Brazen, my nigga, we booted. Ball is so crazy, I dribble and shoot it. Just like I paid for a million of Pucci. I treat the red like that bitch is Suzuki. I need a favorite woman like the Fugees. It's me shining, baby, we little Three Stooges. My skate stance is goofy, my bae ass is stupid. No fake ass, it's truly, I'm making a movement.
I don't talk shit, bitch, I do it. They say I'm facts, but don't prove shit. You in my way, need to move, bitch. Shut the fuck up, no excuses. This a win-win, swear I'm so choosy. Money spread on me like boozy. Real ones ride for me, no cruise.
I don't really sleep, I take naps, no snooze. All these burners here hot, but we cool. I was playing, doing everything, and I was through. My account just cost that shit been moving.
My account just cost that shit been moving.
Money should keep your
tools. Been moving.
You weigh me down and I gotta remove you. If you in my way, then I gotta go through you.
Funeral.
I'm taking all bets. Fuck it, I'm all in.